This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Excuse me. One thing I've been looking at is this, there seems to be a very curious new development when it comes to trying to set up a group, another list, if you will, about age and what is the age that you cannot have a concealed carry permit. Now, recently, Tennessee has decided to stop defending their ban on concealed carry for adults under the age of 21. And that, I get it. I understand it. But then we had a very curious couple of things happen out in California. The suspects in the Monterey Park and the Half Moon Bay shootings, they were in their 70s and their 60s, respectively. And I began to wonder if they were going to say. Because then we could go with that driving thing, you know, because there's a lot of people that drive cars that are in their 80s and 70s. But anyway, that's beside the point. I began to think, well, hey, maybe they'll look at this and say, since, you know, Ezekiel Emanuel is out there saying, well, nobody should live past the age of 75. I think after that, it's all downhill. So I was wondering if we were going to see somebody come out with something about being too old to exercise your Second Amendment right. Because according to the anti-Second Amendment crowd, the anti-gun crowd, you can be too young to own a gun. I mean, even though before 1968, before we had serial numbers on cars, we could, you know, our dad could give us the money and we could go to the store and buy a gun with his money for him prior to 1968. So if you could be, if the new thing now, and I mean, listen, back in that time, and I mean, I've listened to many people extol this. I will listen to one member of Congress point this out to a police commissioner, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but I wish I did. You know, after World War II, we had a bunch of people that had lived in hell with a skill set that was, you know, at the time it was state of the art. We just won a war on two fronts, a world war, a true world war, and here we were, guns everywhere. Kids can buy guns with money from their parents. People were taking, I mean, even in 79 when I graduated from high school, you still saw shotguns and hunting rifles hanging on a rack in somebody's pickup truck in the parking lot of the school, in the senior parking lot. And while some of us, yes, we were 18, but there were 17-year-olds in there, there were 16-year-olds in there, and people hunted. They did. So, but now, the new thing is because we have, and during that time, we did not have rampage killings like we have now. We didn't have them in the 60s, we didn't have them in the 70s. We had the thing that happened in Texas. But we also were able to get him, and we know what caused him to act that way. I don't know what's going on with some of the young things that are happening around here now. So, if in the new world, if you can be too young to own a gun and carry a gun, maybe you can be too old to actually exercise the right to bear arms. So,
yeah.
Newsweek decided to actually get out there and do a poll on this, and a majority of Americans think there should be a maximum age requirement for the purchase of firearms, though they don't agree on the age. The poll, conducted between January 28th and 29th among a sample of 1,500 eligible U.S. voters, we don't know where, we don't know what their sampling is at this moment, I don't, found 52% of respondents supported the imposition of a maximum age requirement for the purchase of guns. And among those, 20% of respondents thought the age limit should be set at 60, which means I can no longer own a gun if that were the case. 16% said it should be set at 70, which means my father and a lot of people, Clint Smith, John Farnham, they should not be allowed to own guns. 11% of respondents said the maximum age limit should be set at 80. 6% said it should be set at 90. Now, this isn't going to go anywhere. Courts around the country are already finding laws that bar adults younger than 21 from keeping or bearing arms to be a violation of their constitutional rights. And there's no way that prohibiting a 60-year-old from doing the same is going to be upheld at this moment, either under the Bruin test of text, history, and tradition, or even the tiered scrutiny test that the lower courts adopted and exploited after the Heller decision. And politically, this is a non-starter as well. There are more than 40 million voters over the age of 60, and that's a big voting block to single out and strip of their Second Amendment right to acquire a firearm. That won't stop, this won't stop the Feinsteins. I mean, Dianne Feinstein is going to be 90 next year, or maybe this year. I don't know. I'm sure she turned in her gun, though. I'm sorry. She turned in her gun. What was I thinking? Recently, at Bearing Arms, they covered a story about an 80-year-old Chicago man who was able to defend himself against two home invaders because he had a gun. Taking a gun from an elderly person is not going to enhance their ability to defend themselves at all. Practically speaking, this stupid idea is downright silly. If the idea is that somebody can get to be too old enough to have a gun, what do you do with the millions of Americans over the age of 60 who already own one or more? I am one of them. And what happens when someone reaches the arbitrarily determined age when they supposedly lose their Second Amendment rights? Surely, if someone is too old to buy a gun, they would be too old to own one, wouldn't they? So, who gets to go around telling Meemaw and Pawpaw to hand them all over? And what happens when Meemaw says no? Fundamentally, this is a very unserious idea, but it's pretty disturbing that 52% of the respondents to this found some way to support it in one degree or another. And this isn't the only recent poll to show that a large number of Americans are clinging to the idea that this inhibiting this right is okay, as long as politicians tell them they're going to be safer. Twice as many likely voters think it's more important to control gun ownership than it is to protect gun rights, according to a survey released Wednesday by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. Thankfully, your rights are not based upon the whims of some arbitrary poll that might be thought up by some intern at Newsweek, although I'm sure it wasn't an intern. I'm sure this is a very seasoned writer. So, thankfully, while everybody's out there talking about this stuff, there'll be some states like New Jersey, New York, California, Illinois, Maryland, they'll try to push it. They'll get out there and say, well, of course, now we're beginning to see the elderly people, they have pent-up rage. And even if they're Asian, of course, they're white. So, as long as we say they're white. Because white supremacy is everywhere, and everybody that doesn't think like we are, well, they're white supremacists. It just goes on and on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I'm going to tell you something that really irritates me. I mean, really irritates me. It irritates me that we in the United States have governments that have set up a bunch of policies that consigns parts of America to death. Now, right now, in the ID politics game, being a victim is a thing. And even, and the biggest thing is Black America. Black America is the one segment of America that has to be a victim. They're constantly told by the left they got to be a victim. So, what is the biggest threat to Black America today? And I'll tell you what it isn't. It is not the police. In Black neighborhoods, in regular Black neighborhoods, even in the inner city Black neighborhoods, they want more police. Because that's where the crime's happening. They want more police. And the left founded the KKK and Planned Parenthood. And right now, since it's the latest hotness right now out there for the race pimps, they run the city where Tyre Nichols was killed. Now, we knew that we were going to see body cam footage out of this, and we got prepared for it and everything. You know, you got the police chief getting up there and saying, listen, we're going to release this stuff, and we want, please remain calm, that kind of thing, you know. And before it even happened, the professional race baiters were revving up. Because what they do is they capitalize on Black suffering. Now, never mind what precipitated and led to the Black suffering. We're just waiting on the end result. And then, in a city run by Democrats, with the majority of the population is Black, and that's okay with me. It's great. That's where a lot of them want to live. Although crime is up. What is it, 200% in Memphis? You know, all of a sudden, out of the woodwork, we get a former ESPN talking head, Jamila Hill. I don't know exactly what she does now, what her claim to fame is, and why what she says is important. But this was white supremacy. Which is that's ludicrous, Jamila. Ludicrous. And it's not because the five officers that killed Tyre Nichols were Black. That's not why it was ludicrous. And, you know, you had Van Jones chiming in on this, Democratic Representatives Maxwell Frost of Florida, Mondaire Jones of New York, Black Lives activist Bree Newsom. She made headlines in 2015 here in South Carolina when she scaled a flagpole outside the South Carolina State Capitol to remove a Confederate flag. That was such a poignant moment in my state's history that I didn't even know she was the one that had done it. And Newsom went so far as to say that it didn't matter if the officers were Black because racism is what policing is. So, a nation in 2023 has more racism today than we did in the 60s. We've elected a Black president twice, right? We, Barack Obama Like it or not, he got elected twice. He got elected by, and he got voted for by a lot of white people, but never mind. We still exist in racism, even in a locale and in a city that has a lot of black people in power, in point, you know, holding positions of authority. So if this is the case, if you have this in place, if you have this kind of leadership in place, how on earth do you sit out there and say, well, it's systemic, it's this, it's that? Why wouldn't the people that are in charge bring about the necessary changes that may be, you know, may need to be done? Which, in the case of the Memphis Police Department, what they did is they made some changes. They relaxed the requirements to be a police officer because they were desperate for bodies in a uniform. They might would take me, and I'm old. Somebody runs off and leaves me, but I'm just going to be like, well, he's way fast. I'll be over here. So in today's world, in 2023, the reality is that the most serious threat to black America is neither racism or white supremacy. The most serious threat to black America today is progressive America. Because here we are. We're in Black History Month. And this is a threat upon reflection that, you know, this is not new. But this is, it's been here, it's been with us, it's been a constant throughout the course of American history. It was the left that founded the KKK. It was the left that fought to preserve the institution of slavery. It was the left that sought to relegate black great-grandparents to the back of the bus. It was the left that founded Planned Parenthood, an institution responsible for the extermination of millions of black unborn babies. And while they denigrate, you know, while the progressives are out there, you know, jumping on Ron DeSantis for banning so-called black history, this is the black history the left doesn't want young black men to know. And the racism from the left hasn't changed. It's only gotten worse. And while they're, you know, if you're coming from the left, they're very quick to blame the so-called white supremacy for the events that took place in Memphis. What they're less eager to point out is that Memphis is a Democrat stronghold with a Democrat mayor, a Democrat city council, and a Democrat-led police department. And what they're even less eager to discuss is the state of black Americans unfortunate enough to live in a city under Democratic rule. Chicago, 80% of the homicide victims are black. Baltimore, 77% of high school students can only read at an elementary level. Progressive policies in America have not just hurt black America. They have decimated it. Some people out there are getting out there and they're educating themselves as they go. Others won't be able to. This is the big issue today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News update. More than 3,000 people are dead after an earthquake rocked Turkey and Syria early Monday morning. The 7.8 magnitude quake was followed by several aftershocks.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
That's geologist Ziandin Sakir. A Florida resident with ties to a neo-Nazi group, one of two people accused of plotting what federal prosecutors say is a racially motivated attack on Baltimore's power grid. Brandon Russell and Sarah Clendaniel planning to shoot up electrical substations to destroy Baltimore. And women in the U.S. may still have a constitutional right to an abortion, even though the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. A Washington, D.C. judge said the 13th Amendment may include reproductive rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. This is going to be a part one, part two, because this takes a minute to unfold. What is the benefit of an armed society in the United States today? A lot of people have an issue trying to figure that out. Today, as I speak, there's 25,000+ federal, state, and local gun laws in the U.S. And despite all of those gun laws that are in place, we're told that we still need more. But what would the benefit of that be? What's the net benefit of that? It's not really obvious because we've already seen how effective the other things are. Because, quite honestly, they're just not effective at all. Not a little bit. So, if you look at research that actually looks into the details, you find out that restricting access to guns actually causes more criminal violence, which for me, as a Second Amendment activist, I'm against violence of all stripes, all kinds. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And Florida is a very instructive thing. The recent trend about what they call it constitutional carry. It's actually permitless carry. And so Governor Ron DeSantis said that he intended to bring that to Florida. And Democrats began to loudly complain. And the agricultural commissioner, Nikki Fried, whatever, she tweeted, "We should be passing laws to prevent gun violence, not allowing permitless open carry." Okay. Now, what is it that we're afraid of here? What is it that we're looking at here that we, you know, do restrictive laws actually reduce gun violence? And does permitless carry, which 25 states have now, do they actually increase gun violence? Right now in Florida, Candace Swain, she claims to be an average Floridian citizen, and she wrote a op-ed piece for the Palm Beach Daily News complaining, "What about my right to feel safe? I don't feel safe around guns on civilians." First of all, she's in the gunshine state. I mean, that is absolutely ground zero for carrying guns. She's surrounded by guns every time she goes out, so she knows nothing about what's going on around her on a daily basis. And at this point, could she ever feel safe around guns? You know, because like many people, Candace has been subjected to this constant anti-gun propaganda led by the public health community and the media for decades. She's been watching TV shows where they dramatize it. Your legacy media, the stuff that you go to every day for news and all this other stuff, they unnecessarily frighten you by eagerly publishing a supposed anti-gun research study cranked out by some zealous public health researcher. And public health is actually, it's right up there with climate change and climate science. More of a cult, really. Many widely published reports are nothing more than just pure propaganda. And if you take bad research and then you don't actually pull it apart and say, well, let's look at this and let's look at that, this creates the kind of fear that prevents voters like Candace Swain from actually understanding the damage to society from a restrictive gun law regime that they're demanding. They don't understand that what they're doing is hurting themselves. Now, that can go so far as to even undermine, you know, the stability of our country. And we've been subjected for a very long time to a whole bunch of pseudoscience or scientific-looking studies, and many of these studies may appear scientific, but they are fatally flawed. And you know, the way they're fatally flawed is because they get up there and Bloomberg throws a bunch of money at them. And then we get a study, and we're told, looking at that study, that guns are bad. Guns are bad. Because Bloomberg's study said so. And then we get fed that. Some authors assume their conclusions. Others don't even understand their statistical method. They don't know how it would work. Or even worse, they confuse correlation with causation. And then they leap to a predetermined conclusion, which in a lot of cases is not even supported by the research they were doing. And waving statistics around is not the same, actually, as conducting a real scientific survey. So now the question becomes, what makes for an effective law? Andrew Gary Kleck, a prominent criminologist, he has observed that laws have to have certain qualities in order to be effective. And this is really crucial when you're looking at the anti-gunners, because crucially, laws should address gun acquisition by the violence-prone population, and they must be obeyed by a sizable fraction of that population and should not instigate civil disobedience among the lawfully inclined population. And this is basically walking a tightrope trying to put that together to actually make it work where it impacts criminals only and not the law-abiding. Professor Kleck warns us that restrictive laws are unlikely to achieve the hopeless task of producing overall gun scarcity in a nation with 400 plus million guns, when it's actually closer to probably 500 million. And John Lott agrees with him. James Jacobs argues that the general gun restrictions are ineffective ever, all the time, when it comes to reducing crime. And Professor Kleck points out that the most critical roadblock to achieving the goals of firearm laws is that to be effective, restricted gun laws have to reduce the availability of firearms to the general public. But he did a recent study, compliance with universal background checks. He found exceptionally low levels of compliance. Approximately 90% of owners did not comply. Why would a criminal obey a gun law when even the so-called law-abiding folks do not? See, here in America, as well as Canadians and Europeans, it's very likely we would silently refuse to obey laws that we believe are unjust, and this noncompliance can be seen with drug laws and public health restrictions, as well as gun law. Distrust of government prohibitions is all over the place, very widespread. Folks may even say they will comply, but then they just don't. And their behavior tells a real story. And if governments cannot get law-abiding citizens to cooperate, then we should not be surprised that anti-gun policies don't work as promised. And they've just fooled themselves by creating this 25 plus thousand gun laws when nearly all of them are ineffective. They don't work. We know this. We see this. Crime is still happening. We have things happening now that didn't happen just a generation ago. In my generation, it wasn't happening. In my youth, these kind of things were not happening. And we didn't have the gun laws we have now. So, we'll talk about part two when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing you have to understand, in this quest to disarm you, there have been a lot of studies, and there have been good studies, and there have been a bunch of junk. And they're all stirred into this pot, which can be very confusing. Now, the people that want to disarm you are not going to look at the quality studies that are out there. And make no mistake, quality matters in this. Social science research is exceedingly complex. So mistakes happen all the time. And one of the reasons you would insist or want to insist on a high-quality research method is that this protects researchers from accidentally fooling themselves. John Lott has mastered that kind of process in his studies. Now, with the pseudoscience papers or studies of basement level quality, when those are included in a multi-paper review, the good is lost in the bad. If you're getting out there and you're trying to set a policy and you've got a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, well, you're not really getting or working with or actually executing policy based on good information. And since the 1990s, many low-quality research papers, primarily funded by the CDC, have been published, and all too often they do not contribute to our knowledge. They're not properly scientific, but they have a lot of statistical jargon in them, and typically the conclusions are overblown. And if you were to actually try to wade through the paper and you could suss out what they were trying to say, it might get a little confusing because sometimes it's not even possible to determine how they reach their conclusion because all of their research methods in the published paper are behind a paywall. So, in 2003, CDC published a research review article entitled First Reports Evaluating the Effectiveness of Strategies for Preventing Violence, Firearm Laws. And this really set a low bar for the studies. They surveyed that their conclusions were rendered meaningless. And, you know, the review included cross-sectional studies that inappropriately confuse correlation with causality. And as it makes clear, no study was excluded because of limitations in design or execution. And the result was that they concluded that there was insufficient evidence to determine the effectiveness of any of the firearm laws or combination of laws reviewed on violent outcomes. They may have done that on purpose, too. They may have decided for the conclusions to be inconclusive. One of their articles cited in their review was a 1976 Washington, D.C. gun ban. By not setting some sort of standard, the CDC could conclude that the studies of the 1976 Washington, D.C. handgun ban yielded inconsistent results. Well, you know, these things go back and forth. It's like watching a really bad badminton game. There was a, you know, they were looking at the effect of how hard it was to get a handgun license in D.C. And one researcher, Colin Lofton, he found that the 1976 law did reduce gun deaths. But then in 1996, Chester Britt, Gary Kleck, and David Bordua identified serious flaws in the study. So then they published, in a reassessment of the D.C. gun law, some cautionary notes on the use of interrupted time series designs for policy impact assessment. I do not understand how a researcher can actually make... How do you guys read this? But they saw the obvious flaws. The Britt article is a thorough analysis of the faults of the Lofton paper and goes on to describe the proper statistical approach. Because that is everything. That's where the quality comes from. So which outcome was right in this? Well, the arguments in the Britt article are so logical that you do not need any math to understand that Lofton committed basic errors that seriously undermined his own findings. And one basic error was that Lofton chose to compare D.C. with its surrounding suburbs, a control where the D.C. gun law didn't apply. But to properly assess the effects of the gun law, the comparison location should be as similar as possible to the test site. A comparison, if you will. The D.C. suburbs are wealthy communities of Northern Virginia, which is very different from Washington, D.C. A much better comparison would be Baltimore, which resembles Washington, D.C. much more than the D.C. suburbs. So Mr. Lofton made a bad choice. And then he made another error. He inexplicably ignored 2 years of data, which could have made a difference. So in 2020, the RAND Corporation published a review titled Growing Evidence About the Effects of Gun Policies Provides Needed Information for Policy Decisions About the Benefits of Restrictive Firearms Laws and the Strength of the Evidence. And they reviewed, in their words, thousands of studies to assess the available evidence about 18 commonly discussed gun policies on a range of outcomes, including injuries and deaths, mass shootings, defensive gun use, and participation in hunting and sport shooting. But studies cited in the RAND review are biased, and solid research is rejected in their setup, in what they were looking at. They started with 12,000 studies. And then they screened out all but 123. And many of their decisions seem arbitrary and capricious because they included questionable studies that favored restricted gun laws while rejecting a number of solid studies that actually supported right to carry. Now, then one of the things they referenced is something called the Gun Debate, What Everybody Needs to Know by Philip Cook and Kristen Goss. Now, Mr. Cook is a very prestigious criminologist who has a sort of a nasty habit of ignoring facts because he actually advocates for reducing civilian firearms. And he ignores Gary Kleck. So there are very few solid pro-gun things out there. So you got to search for the truth. And you know, back to Candace Swain. And let's let Candace Swain be the avatar for the average citizen, okay? Could she ever believe that she had been used by advocates of a moralistic campaign against civilian firearms? Is she ever going to trust a stranger with a gun? Importantly, would she ever vote against a restrictive gun law, even if the law proves to be harmful to society? And that is, might she vote for a gun-free school zone rather than choose to let a gun-carrying stranger into her local school? How would she like to live in Illinois, where Governor J.B. Pritzker just signed an assault weapons ban, even though the data are inconclusive? And it's based on some of this nonsense I'm talking about right now. And it's going to get turned around. Sheldon Jacobson commented recently in The Hill, arguing for a ban based solely on existing population risk reduction benefit. Extracted from the data appears to be more about political posturing than data-driven, evidence-based analysis. What if the data told us that the Founding Fathers were wrong to trust the people? What if the virtuous citizens they expected did not appear? What happens if the gun violence statistics show that freedom leads to cultural decay and is incompatible with casual civilian gun ownership? And what if our guns are really a danger to our families? Would we still demand our Second Amendment rights? And I say we would, because there's more to the debate about weapons possession than criminal violence statistics and obedience of laws. But you know what? We got to have accurate knowledge in order to have an honest debate. And up to this point, your media and public health has been working against you. And here is the primary thing to remember. They use poorly conducted research to justify a campaign against you owning a gun. They draw conclusions that are not supported by their methodology, and they compound their errors by recommending legislative solutions that fall far outside the boundaries of their research. And we don't have to accept that. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.